This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on KISW right now. We're talking to Richie Faulkner from Judas Freakin' Priest. They are playing the 21st at Showwear Center with Uriah Heep. First off, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, man.
Yeah, thanks, Richie.
Guys, it's an absolute pleasure. We're really looking forward to coming down and seeing you all. We haven't been there for a couple of years, as far as I'm aware. And we're really looking forward to a night of screaming heavy metal, as Halford would put it. So, yeah, man, we're really pumped.
Absolutely, man. And we got to ask you, because every year on Metal Shop here, we do a top 30 list of the best metal albums. And Firepower was actually number one on the Metal Shop top 30 albums of 2018. This was Judas Priest's 18th album. What keeps you guys inspired to like keep writing? And this album, man, we didn't give it to you guys because of the seniority. We didn't give it to you because of the name. We gave it to you because it was an awesome, ripping metal record. Like, what keeps you guys inspired?
That means so much, guys. I mean, when you go in the studio and you create, you know, you start off with a few ideas and you never know what you're going to come up with, you know. So by the end of it, and you let it go on the world, and again, you never know if it's going to connect or not, you know. And we've had such great feedback from this record. I mean, that in itself is inspiring, you know. And the fact that I think it was the highest charting Priest record in history, you know.
Damn.
So not only is that great for us and great for the band, and, you know, it's great to know that we connected with a load of people, but it's great for heavy metal in general, you know. It's a great affirmation of heavy metal in 2018 is right up there, and it's the fans. It's the fans that put it there. We can't do that, you know. We create the stuff to the best of our ability, and as I said, we let it go on the world, and then the fans, they vote with their cash, you know. They go out and buy the record.
Yes, they do.
And they put it right up there. And it was in the top 10 of the Billboard charts alongside country and hip-hop and pop. And there was heavy metal.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's just a great affirmation of the power and strength of heavy metal in 2018. And the fans that put it there. So that's inspiring enough, man. You don't get any more inspiring than that.
Amen. Hey, so I want to take you, let's go back to the beginning for you, because I feel like things come and go in waves, and we have on our Metal Shop listenership a lot of young kids coming up, and Firepower might have been their first album. Looking back to your childhood, what was one of the first albums that you bought, like, with your own money? Like, what was one of the ones where you're like, all right, I got to get this? What started it for you, man?
That's a great question. I've really got to do some thinking now. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's funny, you know, as you said, you know, if we picked up British Steel or Painkiller as our first Priest record, you're absolutely right. You know, there might be a young kid out there that picked up Firepower, and that's their introduction to Judas Priest and heavy metal. And I mean, again, talking about inspiration, how inspiring is that? I mean, you've just got to give 1,000% in everything you do, because that might be the record that someone picks up and listens to the first time. That's a really great thing to think about.
Change a life.
For me, it could change. Yeah, I mean, as it does with all of us. I mean, that's why we're all talking now. you know, we all got into music from that first record or that first song that we bought or heard, you know. So I'm just trying to be honest, I'm trying to stall for time now, trying to think about what record it was. But for some reason, I think we used to have this little record shop down by the train station.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was the first record I owned, but one of the first record, you know, the vinyl albums that I remember going in and buying, I think was the first Van Halen record.
Okay.
I remember, you know, I'd owned stuff before that, you know, or my father had bought me records, but
yeah,
I remember going into this record shop and buying Van Halen 1. I think it was an Iron Maiden Be Quick or Be Dead picture disc.
Nice.
And I think it might have been Power Slave as well, Iron Maiden's Power Slave. I think they're the ones that I can remember. They might have been ones that I owned before that anyway.
Nice, dude. All right. Well, going back to that time, like, I mean, obviously you joined Priest in 2011. So when is the first time that you heard Judas Priest? And take us back to that moment.
I've tried to remember when this was. I mean, I think when I was younger, I was aware of songs that were big songs, big commercial songs at
sure.
the time, you know, Living After Midnight, and Breaking the Law, Another Thing Coming, and such. But I don't think I was aware that that band was called Judas Priest. You know, I was young, and
sure.
I just heard those songs around. I think it was maybe Painkiller. You know,
nice.
I was maybe 12 or 13 when I heard Painkiller. So it was a couple of years after the record came out. But then, this is Priest, and, you know, there's... heard the Painkiller record, and then you go through the back catalogue and you realise, oh, those songs, Living After Midnight, was by the same band, and oh, there's Sin After Sin, and there's Sad Wings of Destiny. This band has been out for, you know, 16 years already.
Right. Yeah.
And so you have the pleasure of going back through that back catalogue and seeing where that band comes from. So I think the first one I heard and was conscious of who it was the Painkiller record, and then, you know, it became apparent that I'd been familiar with the band's repertoire before.
Right. And look, we're not trying to live too much in the past here, but I just want to get into your mind about this because we're just so curious. First time you stepped out on stage with Priest, what was going through your mind, man? Did you have your head down, your nose in the game, or were you kind of what was that show like, man?
Well, it's a bit of a weird thing because the first show we did, the first time I was on stage with the band, was on American Idol. And, you know, some people might say that's not the most heavy metal thing in the world. But you know what? It was perfect for what we were doing. It was, in my opinion, you know, Priest have always been about flying the flag for heavy metal around the world. And we couldn't think of a better opportunity to do that. I mean, I think in the States alone, we were in 30 million living rooms. You know, people, 30 million households were watching that show. So as far as reach, we couldn't have thought of a better way to get, you know, British heavy metal into those households. We had a new tour coming up. It was a new guitar player. But as you can imagine, it was a bit of a different scenario than one I'd expected growing up playing guitar.
Right.
You know, the first real show we did, to be honest, lads, I don't have any recollection whatsoever. I mean, I must have been just on another planet. You know, I must have been, as you said, focused on what I was doing.
Yeah.
Am I playing it right? Are the notes right? You know,
and adrenaline's flowing, yeah.
That's so
exactly
awesome.
Right, you know. But and then the more shows you do, the more comfortable you get and the more you can take in from those shows. But the first couple, they were a blur, lads, as you can imagine.
Well, if you're just tuning in now, we're talking to Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest. They're going to be playing the 21st at Showare Center along with Uriah Heep. It's going to be an incredible show. And we actually like to send out a tweet and Instagram and Facebook message to our listeners and ask them, like, what's a question you'd like to hear? And this is what Parker Dunsmore said. He said, and whether it was with Judas Priest or any of your prior projects, what's been your most embarrassing moment on stage?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow. I've got to think hard about that. Luckily, I shouldn't say this, because when you say it, something always happens. Luckily, I've always got away scot-free.
Okay.
I've never had anything. I might have played... Oh, I'll tell you what I've done a few times on this tour. For some reason, I've played the wrong song. There's a lot of songs in this set list where I start on the guitar.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I have like a lapse in concentration or I'm just somewhere else and I start the wrong song. And everyone's looking at me in the band like, what are you doing? And I'm looking at them thinking, I don't know. What are you doing? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, exactly. What are you looking at me for?
What are you looking at me for?
It becomes apparent. It's like,
oh, yeah.
I started the wrong song. you know. So there's a couple of those moments, but
it could be a lot worse.
Really embarrassing ones. I've got away with it so far, and as I said, you know, I'm touching wood at the moment.
Knock on wood,
yeah, exactly.
So nothing happens embarrassing tonight or when we get to you guys. So I've got away scot-free at the moment, luckily.
All right, so let's lead this into our... This is one of our favorite questions we ask every band we talk to. And if you can, pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story about how you got it.
What an interesting question.
I know you got it. Like, everybody just, like, looks around at their hands, looking in the mirror. Where did I get nicked? Where did I get hit?
I'm trying to think, you know. Do you know, I've got a couple of scars on my head. I used to be, you know, a bit of a hothead when I was younger, you know.
Oh, you're a rumbler. And,
you know, it was never my fault, of course, but, I've got a couple of scars on my right hand, but, you know, I grew out of that a long time ago, thankfully. But they're the only real scars that I can think of at the moment that, you know, and they've all been connected to, you know, I've been in a bar, playing, and it's been that sort of stereotypical bar fight that erupts out of, you know, the band's playing. And I think, to be honest with you, I might have been playing Breaking the Law on one of them, and someone just overstepped the mark, and I've jumped into the crowd, and there's a big fight broken out, and I've still got the guitar on.
That's hardcore. You know, breaking the jaw.
Breaking the jaw, there you go.
But,
you know, I'm not proud of it, obviously, you know, and I paid the price for it back in the day. But again, as I said, you know, you go through those things as a youngster so that then you can, you know, maybe look on things with a more mature outlook. And I think if I was still in that mindset, I don't think I'd have been anywhere near an opportunity like Priest. So the fact that I'd grown out of those things was
positive.
A godsend, really. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You get that stuff out of your system and grow up. So, but yeah, they're the only scars that I can think of at the moment that are right. I'm looking at them now. They're on the telephone.
Besides the scars on your psyche.
Oh, yeah, on my heart from all those girlfriends that broke my heart and all that silly stuff.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, Richie. Dude, can't wait to see you next Friday again at Showwear Center. Tickets are available. Go to KISW.com. What are your final words for the Northwest audience before we see you thrash it up next Friday?
Well, we're really looking forward to coming down. We're in Canada at the moment, so we're going to come down back into the States, and we're really looking forward to bringing that, you know, that brand of screaming heavy metal that Priest is famous for to those beautiful fans down there in that part of the country. So, you know, we're excited, we're looking forward to it, and we can't wait to see you very soon.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.